Welcome everyone, and thanks for taking part today in our workshop on how to craft a new city. We are a joint venture of very real estate leaders, showing you today the best strategies to become rich by investing your fortune in private property building. When you lack experience in marketing, don't worry. Even if you are a clumsy DIY enthusiast or your inspiration is currently out of office, we will assist you throughout this workshop in a search for innovative solutions, smart infrastructures, and speculative thought. Learn from our extensive experience, which will systematically lead you to profit and wealth. Follow our 5 steps to reach a pioneering result for your city, maximizing your money. Find a comfortable seat, take a deep breath, and focus on your vision. Remember, success is indeed your construction site. Step 1. Find a location. To make a city, we need first of all some space. Now, space out there, as you all know, has become nowadays a scarce commodity. Everyone wants it, only few own it. We haven't found yet a cost-effective solution to create new space, so squint your eyes and look for some abandoned fallow lands around you. You can spot these fallow fields by their uncultivated soil, their old-fashioned look, and decaying state. They are like in-between places or cracks in the system, escaping our logic of organization. Sometimes you can find a bunch of ruins, dismissed rail lines, or strange flora haunting them. The wilder these fields are, the better they will serve for your objective. Take advantage of their vain exotism, eradicate their nature, and boost their attractiveness. If we are here today, it's to domesticate and tame the indefinite. So get ready for some concrete work and solid interest for these vacant fields. Step 2. Make up a story. Competition is our motto and content is king. To chase your urban dream, you must learn to pitch your project. Incubate your business plan, train your management skills, and practice rhetoric language. You will need the sympathy from the city council, which will grant you all the freedom for the planning. Master the art of persuasion and invention. Promise sustainability and mixity, but don't forget to give a unique identity to your city. You can write luxurious poetry to describe your avant-garde urban landscaping. Make your city not only an idea, but an ideal. And most important, find a name that evokes strong ideological narratives. Call it Europa City. Step 3. Create your playground. You own a visionary land continent city. That's an extraordinary asset deal for a new age business concept. Launch your minimum viable product and get ready to lay its foundations. Tear down previous crappy volumes and evict original communities. Raise fences to limit any spontaneous access and recover that control that the area once slipped out of. To celebrate the advent of your smart and green city, you need to erect a majestic monument, one that stands for generative energies, the symbol of your imperishable power. Team up with stakeholders from the worldwide economy. If the company is called Total, call your monument Total Tower. You need to see your city in an extremely functional way, so make sure your ROS, return on capital employed, is ensured. Apply a state-of-the-art land partition to stimulate consumption. We ask one of our venture angels to share his knowledge on the topic and explain you this best practice.
Two covered streets lead from the metro to the new neighborhood. Along with an array of radial streets, they create a continuous urban fabric that leads straight to the heart of the city, the central square full of life. The radial streets are connected by the loop. The neighborhood is comprised of a series of sequences, each with its own unique character and quality. So coming from the north, connected to the metro station, we find the busiest area, the majority of the shops, services and restaurants, and the International Exhibition Hall. As we move along the loop, we find sport and extreme activities with the adventure, the snow, the water, and the theme parks. Moving south, it becomes more tranquil and contemplative, allowing people to connect with the outside rolling hills and a pedagogical farm. Moving up and around, running adjacent to the more urban areas, we pass the circus, the musicals, the concert hall, leading us back to where we began.
So dear participants, just as our colleague showed us, build your city on delusion and illusion. Those of you with an impeccable flair for spatial relationships might have already grasped it. Make public space in Europa City look as clean and fancy as possible so that it seems like your private business park. Step 4. Hire your citizens. Here we are, it is finally the time to bring some civilization to your city. After all, you need some people moving here so that it can mimic a living area and not just a downtown office district. Set the right targets for your residential campaign and promote it locally. Dress up your properties and construction sites with explicit advertisement for the kind of team force you would like to host, employ, and exploit. As an example, your campaign can read like, "We are looking for real pioneers for our neighborhood. We are looking for extraordinary makers for our city. If not you, who then? Unfold your business and create your community with us in our headquarters. Concept stores, clean food, e-bike manufacturers, coffee roasters, currywurst and shampoos, doggy daycare, exclusive cafe, co-working spaces, and you? Benefit from the general shortage of housing to convince your population to temporarily settle down in your city. Monitor any visitor permanence with a series of top-notch surveillance systems. Video cameras, dome cameras, fixed dome cameras, badge readers, universal end user remote control for presence and motion detectors. You must have analytical data to view your connected city. Step 5. Be smart with art. Last but not least, let's come to art. To refine your urban chef d'oeuvre, bring a last touch of color to the infinite layers of unsustainable materials you have used so far, such as beton, glass, and metal. The privatized Kunstcampus you built disrupted much of the previous cultural scene, transforming it into open space lounge galleries for a ghostly gated community. The rental contracts are maybe too expensive for the kind of underground artistic expression you appreciate. Dear participants, you might have realized by now that the fences you built were a bit too high. But it's never too late. Try to engage some fresh local artists to revive the vibe. Create interaction along the empty and cold boulevard filled with traffic jams. Let them speak with your citizens to stimulate access to public space again. It's good to give a sense of involvement with the place they inhabit. Foster unpredictable encounters for your city, but provide concrete anchors to make it legible. Use art to give your citizens a sense of freedom, that same sense of freedom you use to promote your apartments. Remember, freedom and individualism are top sellers these days.